Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. We're coming from Philippians chapters 4 and 5 today, as well as Leviticus chapters 22 through 24. Amen. I give glory to God for each and every one of you that have joined me this evening. Amen. As we go forward in a year in the Word and we begin to read these scriptures in Philippians and Leviticus, God bless you and God keep you, God anoint you even now, even before we start. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, let's pray. Amen. Oh, Lord God, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord, amen, for enabling us to be able to come together, Lord God, in the reading of your Word and to gain understanding of what your will is for each and every one of us. Move, oh God, in us, Lord, in all the dusty places, the places that we have allowed, Lord God, to grow cobwebs, figuratively speaking. Lord God, we want you to occupy every space in our heart and in our mind and in our souls, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we want our destinies, Lord God, to come forward and come forth through us that we might do those things that we were purposed to do in the earth. Lord God, each and every one of us, oh, Lord God, having greatness thrust upon us by God Almighty. Lord God, we acknowledge you as the true and the living God. There is no other. You are the only Savior. We thank you, Lord God, because you are almighty, all-powerful, all-seeing, all-knowing, and omnipresent. We thank you, oh God, because you see each and every one of us as individuals, and you see the whole world as a group. We praise you, oh God, that we can come before you, Lord God, as individuals, and you make us feel like we are the only one on earth because you love us just like that. Lord God, we honor you today. We honor you, Lord God, for your sacrifice. We honor you, and we humble ourselves before you, Lord God, because of your grace. Oh, Lord God, you are unmerited favor in having this everlasting love. Oh, Lord God, that you've given each and every one of us a love that has no conditions, no borders, no boundaries, no limits. Glory to God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, even as we go forth into the Word of God. Bless us, Lord God, as we read the Word, as we listen to the Word. Lord God, give us understanding directly from your throne. Send down revelation. Send up within us revelations, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Give us understanding that we did not have yesterday as we read the Word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless, heal, and deliver in the midst of your people, even right now, Lord God, in Jesus' name, and help us, Lord, to move according to your standard, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name, Lord, as we go forth in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. We're reading from Philippians chapters 4 and 5 and Leviticus chapters 22 through 24. Amen. Therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved. I implore Euodia and I implore Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. And I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things, the things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again, though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Now that I speak in regard to need, not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Nevertheless, you have done well that you shared in my distress. Now you, Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent aid once and again for my necessities. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. Indeed, I have all and abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the things sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, but especially those who are of Caesar's household. Of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Amen. I am now going to Leviticus chapters 22 through 24. Amen. And we will start reading now. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and his sons that they separate themselves from the holy things of the children of Israel, and that they do not profane my holy name by what they dedicate to me. I am the Lord. Say to them, whoever of all your descendants throughout your generation who goes near the holy things which the children of Israel dedicate to the Lord, while he has uncleanness upon him, that person shall be cut off from my presence. I am the Lord. Whatever man of the descendants of Aaron who is a leper or has a discharge shall not eat the holy offering until he is clean. And whoever touches anything made unclean by a corpse, or a man who has had an emission of semen, or whoever touches any creeping thing by which he would be made unclean, or any person by which he would become unclean, whatever his uncleanness may be, the person who has touched any such thing shall be unclean until evening, and shall not eat the holy offerings until he washes his body with water. And when the sun goes down, he shall be clean, and afterward he shall eat the holy offering, because it is his food. Whatever dies naturally or is torn by beasts, he shall not eat, to defile himself with it. I am the Lord. They shall therefore keep my ordinance, lest they bear sin for it and die thereby, if they profane it. I, the Lord, sanctify them. No outsider shall eat the holy offering. One who dwells with the priest or a hired servant shall not eat the holy thing. But if the priest buys a person with his money, he may eat it. And one who is born in his house may eat his food. If the priest's daughter is married to an outsider, she may not eat of the holy offering. But if the priest's daughter is a widow or divorced or has no child and has returned to her father's house as in her youth, she may eat her father's food, but no outsider shall eat it. And if a man eats the holy offering unintentionally, then he shall restore a holy offering to the priest, add one-fifth to it. They shall not profane the holy offerings of the children of Israel, which they offer to the Lord, or allow them to bear the guilt of trespass when they eat their holy offerings. For I, the Lord, sanctify them. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and his sons, and to all the children of Israel, and say to them, whatever man of the house of Israel or of the strangers in Israel who offers his sacrifice for any of his vows or for any of his free will offerings which they offer to the Lord as a burnt offering, you shall offer of your own free You shall offer of your own free will a male without blemish from the cattle, from the sheep, or from the goats. Whatever has a defect you shall not offer, for it shall not be acceptable on your behalf. And whoever offers the sacrifice of a peace offering to the Lord to fulfill his vow, or a free will offering from the cattle or the sheep, it must be perfect to be accepted. There shall be no defect in it. Those that are blind or broken or maimed or have an ulcer or eczema or scabs, you shall not offer to the Lord, nor make an offering by fire of them on the altar to the Lord. Either a bull or a lamb that has a limb too long or too short, you may offer as a free will offering, but for a vow it shall not be accepted. You shall not offer to the Lord what is bruised or crushed or torn or cut, nor shall you make any offering of them in your land, nor from a foreigner's hand shall you offer any of these as the bread of your God, because their corruption is in them and defects are in them. They shall not be accepted on your behalf. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, when a bull or a sheep or a goat is born, it shall be 7 days with its mother, and from the eighth day and thereafter it shall be accepted as an offering made by fire to the Lord. Whether it is a goat or a ewe, do not kill both her and her young on the same day. And when you offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord, offer it of your own free will. On the same day it shall be eaten. You shall leave none of it until morning. I am the Lord. Therefore you shall keep my commandments and perform them. I am the Lord. You shall not profane my holy name, but I will be hallowed among the children of Israel. I am the Lord who sanctifies you, who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feast of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. These are the feasts of the Lord, holy convocations, which you shall proclaim at their appointed times. On the 14th day of the first month at twilight is the Lord's Passover, and on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread to the Lord. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it, but you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord for 7 days. The seventh day shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land which I give to you and reap its harvest, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest. He shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted on your behalf on the day after the priest shall wave it. And you shall offer on that day, when you wave the sheaf, a male lamb of the first year without blemish as a burnt offering to the Lord. Its grain offering shall be 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil, an offering made by fire to the Lord for a sweet aroma. And its drink offering shall be of wine, 1/4 of a hin. You shall eat neither bread nor parched grain nor fresh grain until the same day that you have brought an offering to your God. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. And you shall count for yourselves from the day after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be completed. Count 50 days to the day after the 7th Sabbath. Then you shall offer a new grain offering to the Lord. You shall bring from your dwellings 2 wave loaves of 2/10 of an ephah. They shall be a fine flour. They shall be baked with leaven. They are the first fruits to the Lord. And you shall offer with the bread 7 lambs of the first year without blemish, 1 young bull and 2 rams. They shall be as a burnt offering to the Lord with their grain offering and their drink offering, an offering made by fire for sweet aroma to the Lord. Then you shall sacrifice 1 kid of the goats as a sin offering and 2 male lambs of the first year as a sacrifice of a peace offering. The priest shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits as a wave offering before the Lord with the two lambs. They shall be holy to the Lord for the priest. And you shall proclaim on the same day that it is a holy convocation to you. You shall do no customary work on it. It shall be a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not wholly reap the corners of your field when you reap, nor shall you gather any gleaning from your harvest. You shall leave them for the poor and for the stranger, for I am the Lord your God. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath rest, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it, and you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, also, the tenth day of this seventh month shall be the Day of Atonement. It shall be a holy convocation for you. You shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. And you shall do no work on the same day, for it is the Day of Atonement, to make atonement for you before the Lord your God. For any person who is not afflicted in soul on that same day shall be cut off from his people. And any person who does any work on that same day, that person I will destroy from among his people. You shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. It shall be to you a Sabbath of solemn rest, and you shall afflict your souls. On the ninth day of the month at evening, from evening to evening, you shall celebrate your Sabbath. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days to the Lord. On the first day, there shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it. For 7 days, you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. On the eighth day, you shall have a holy convocation, and you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. It is a sacred assembly, and you shall do no customary work on it. These are the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, to offer an offering made by fire to the Lord, a burnt offering and a grain offering and a sacrifice and drink offerings, everything on its day, besides the Sabbaths of the Lord, besides your gifts, besides all your vows, and besides all your freewill offerings which you give to the Lord. Also on the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep the feast of the Lord for 7 days. On the first day there shall be a Sabbath rest, and on the eighth day a Sabbath rest. And you shall take for yourselves on the first day the fruit of beautiful trees, branches of palm trees, the boughs of leafy trees, and the willows of the brook. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. You shall keep it as a feast to the Lord for 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month. You shall dwell in booths for 7 days. All who are native Israelites shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. So Moses declared to the children of Israel the feast of the Lord. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, command the children of Israel that they bring to you pure oil of pressed olives for the light, to make the lamp burn continually outside the veil of the testimony and the tabernacle of meeting. Aaron shall be in charge of it from evening until morning before the Lord continually. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. He shall be in charge of the lamps on the pure gold lampstand before the Lord continually. And you shall take fine flour and bake 12 cakes with it. Of an ephah shall be in each cake. You shall set them in two rows, six in a row, on the pure gold table before the Lord. And you shall put pure frankincense on each row, that it may be on the bread for a memorial, an offering made by fire to the Lord. Every Sabbath he shall set it in order before the Lord continually, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant. And it shall be for Aaron and his sons, and they shall eat it in a holy place. For it is most holy to him from the offerings of the Lord made by fire, by a perpetual statute. Now the children Now the son of an Israelite woman whose father was an Egyptian went out among the children of Israel. And this Israelite woman's son and a man of Israel fought each other in the camp. And the Israelite woman's son blasphemed the name of the Lord and cursed. And so they brought him to Moses. His mother's name was Shilomith, the daughter of Dibri of the tribe of Dan. Then they put him in custody that the mind of the Lord might be shown to them. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take outside the camp him who has cursed. Then let all who heard him lay their hands on his head, and let all the congregation stone him. Then you shall speak to the children of Israel, saying, whoever curses his God shall bear his sin, and whoever blasphemes the name of the Lord shall surely be put to death. All the congregation shall certainly stone him, stranger as well as him who is born in the land. When he blasphemes the name of the Lord, he shall be put to death. Whoever kills any man shall surely be put to death. Whoever kills an animal shall make it good, an animal for an animal. If a man causes disfigurement of his neighbor, and he has done as he has done, so shall it be done to him. Fracture for fracture, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, as he has caused disfigurement of a man, so shall it be done to him. And whoever kills an animal shall restore it, but whoever kills a man shall be put to death. You shall have the same law for the stranger and for the one from your own country, for I am the Lord your God. Then Moses spoke to the children of Israel and took outside the camp him who had cursed and stoned him with stones. So the children of Israel did as the Lord commanded Moses. I have read and you have heard from Philippians chapters 4 and 5 and Leviticus chapters 22 through 24. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his words. And sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to leave you with this word, amen, that I continue to utter and I shall continue to do so until the Lord raptures us, until he catches us up in the sky to meet him. The Lord is soon to return. Jesus is coming back. I know you have heard it time and time again. It's been uttered over the years. Maybe your grandparents said it. Maybe your parents have said it. Maybe you've heard it among your peers. But the truth of the matter is, even though the days were closer then, it is even closer now. We're watching the signs of the times, the things that Jesus spoke himself when he walked in the earth. We are watching those things come to pass in our day, in our age, during our life, all of those things coming to pass, nation against nation, families against families. We're watching all of these things. We're watching how the earth, amen, is earthquakes and tsunamis and fires and all kinds of things that are happening. Amen. So many of these things happening right here in the United States. And I know they're also happening in other nations as well, because I'm watching the news and I'm hearing about these horrible events that are taking place all over the earth. Amen. Jesus is soon to return. It is profitable for you. It is important that you be ready. There is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved except the name of Jesus. He is the true and the living Savior. There is no other. Remember, many of these things are men were lifted up by other men, and they have now idolized them. In other nations, there are people that have made their own gods, graven images of wood and of metals, and they're calling them their gods and they're worshiping them, but they have no power. They cannot see. They cannot save you. Only Jesus can save. Only Jesus. And there is no way to the Father except by him. We cannot go in another way and expect to be saved. Our salvation will only come through Jesus. Amen. He came to earth himself. He wrapped himself in a body, in flesh, amen, and he was fully God and fully man, amen, and he dwelt among us, having life passions as we did. He experienced life as we experienced it. I mean, you're talking about a loving God. Amen. That he would come down and make himself as one of his creation and experience in that body the same things that we experience. Now, that is love, one that will come among you to experience those things so that he has so much compassion. His compassion was never lacking in the first place because he knows us better than we know ourselves. But he came, amen, to redeem our alienated relationship because sin separates us from God. But Jesus is our mediator. He came to bring us back into our rightful place because we were always intended. It was always the intention of God that we have a relationship with him. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Father, in the name of Jesus, don't let us miss it. Don't let anyone listening to the sound of my voice miss your coming, Lord God. Let us all meet you in peace in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, whatever the hindrance is, remove it. Whatever the ancient evil is that has deceived your people, Lord God, burn it up by the fire of the Holy Ghost right now. Now, in the name of Jesus, move, oh God, every obstacle, destroy every yoke, Lord God, and give them a resounding yes in their souls, Lord God, and fill them up with your spirit and with your presence, Lord God, lead and guide, redirect, Lord God, restore, renew, revive each and every one right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, bless, Lord God, heal and deliver even right now. Jesus is soon to return. Amen. And he wants you, amen, to go back with him. Amen. He wants us to go back with him. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That is why the word of God is preached. Amen. From nation to nation, from city to city. Amen. On radios and on television. Amen. And whatever the media we can get to on social media, the word of God is being preached. Amen. Scriptures are being given. The word is being spoken on Facebook Live and whatever venue people can find. The word of God is going out because Jesus is coming back and he's coming soon. Don't miss him. Oh, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, move right now. Move, Jesus. Move, oh, God. Move, oh, God. Move, oh, God, and help us, God. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord. Hallelujah. He will not let us miss it. If we want to be with him, he won't let us miss it. God bless you and God keep you. I hope you will continue to join me through this journey in a year in the word. Amen.